Isn't it awesome?
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
My wife said something to me this weekend, and let me preface this by saying my wife is one of the smartest people I know. And she said something to me that's not her fault she didn't know. It's because she grew up in Florida, okay? And it's not probably what you're thinking, but she looked at a pine tree out while we were walking around the neighborhood today in the Avondale area. And she's like, oh, this Christmas tree is so pretty. I'm like, this Christmas tree? I'm like, this is a pine tree in the wild. I don't know what this is. But she grew up in Florida, and the only time she saw pine trees were Christmas trees. They don't have them the same way we have them. So all pine trees to her are Christmas trees. And I was like, that's really adorable. I kind of love that. But there are so many things that if you don't live in, or you're not from Chicago, that people don't really understand outside Chicago. Like, when I first moved away from Chicago for a couple years, I didn't realize that other people didn't have Pulaski Day, Casimir Pulaski Day, and the schools didn't have it off. That's a Chicago thing. I didn't realize that. And also, when I lived in Dallas for like a couple years, Dallas people think, and let me tell you the story, that there was a girl who we had working for us, and she was like, oh, I could really go for some Dairy Queen. I was like, oh, that sounds really good. She goes, oh, have you had Dairy Queen before? And I was like, what do you mean if I had Dairy Queen? You have a freaking Dairy Queen? People in Texas think that Dairy Queen is only in Texas. Yeah, they're in their own world. That's true. And they also have no idea how familiar we are with Bozo the Clown. It's like a mystical creature to them. So here's what I'm going to do. Let's open it up a little bit. If there are things you didn't realize were not in other places, like, oh, that's just a Chicago thing. You know, like, they don't do that in other places. Or maybe you're not from here and you realize, oh, I've never seen this before. This is just a Chicago thing. 312-946-4995. Julie, you're obviously from Chicago. What's something that people just don't know about outside of our city?
I went off into the military when I turned 18, so I was around everyone from other places, and no one knows what an alley is.
Oh, what an alley is. Yeah, that's a good point, too. I realize that, too, because people, they don't have that other place, especially if you're on the East Coast. They don't have that.
Yeah, not even close.
And by the way, the alley is the little area between two houses that you can sometimes drive your car down and where the garbage trucks and go and pick up your garbage cans and recycling bins. Right, Julie?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now we can clear that up for something. Thank you so much. All right, Jenny in Bolingbrook, what is it people don't know about Chicago?
So I was in Florida not too long ago, and Dunkin' Donuts is my to-go spot, and I asked for a chocolate Long John, and they didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh, they don't call them Long Johns there?
No, they don't have anything. I was like, don't you have a long donut that has chocolate or vanilla on it? They're like, no. Do you want just the circle one? And I'm like, no.
Really? Because I used to get a Long John at White Hen growing up all the time, and there's some people that just have no idea what I just said.
I had to try it. I was in Naples, so then when I went to Orlando like 3 weeks later, I was like, let me try it here. They're like, yeah, no, what is that? I'm
I'm going to ask my wife because she's from Orlando originally. I'm going to ask her, hey, do you know what a Long John is? And then hopefully she won't hit me.
Yep.
Or she'll be way too honest. And be like, I definitely don't know what a Long John is. I'm like, hey. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye. Maggie in Round Lake, what is it, if you're not from Chicago, you don't know about what?
Jewel Osco.
That's true.
Literally. I went to school in St. Norbert in like Green Bay area, and I was like, oh yeah, I need to go to the Jewel. And they all looked at me like I was absolutely crazy. They're like, you mean vape? I'm like, no, I mean Jewel Osco. And everyone looked like, I had to explain it to my professor, all my peers, and I was just like mortified that they, they didn't know.
They have no idea. And in the South, it's like Kroger and Albertsons and there's HEB, but
exactly.
Nope.
Jewel? Up in Wisconsin, it's Festival.
Jewel's the way to go. Jewel's the way to go.
It is.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Yep.
With the holidays coming up, there's no better place to show.